Hey guys, welcome back to another Cultured Boys discussion. I'm Pepe and I'm joined by Nathan. And today we are discussing the anime series Pluto.
Hey.
Yay. How are you doing, Nathan? You good?
I am good, sir. How are you?
Yes, very well, thank you, very well. So, Pluto, the 2023 Netflix series.
Yes.
Yes. I knew nothing about this going into it. I just heard that it was a really good anime.
Yeah.
And that is literally as far as my knowledge went. I didn't know what it was about. I didn't know, like, any backstory behind the series. Nothing. I don't know what you knew about it, Nathan, going into this.
So, I was recommended this series by a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And all they told me was, like you said, it's a good series.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, it's Astro Boy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Honestly, if they didn't tell me that, I probably would have never guessed.
This is one thing about it, because I didn't know anything. I barely know anything about Astro Boy as it is as well.
Yeah, same.
So, like, my knowledge on that is very minuscule. And going into this, I like, they say, like, characters' names are Atom and, like, the Doctor's name, which I can't remember right now.
Yeah.
They all say those things, and it's goes over my head completely.
Same.
But obviously, like, watching this, like, and knowing where it comes from as well, I think it's a very creative series. That's my initial thought straight off the bat. Like,
yeah, it's interesting.
Frickin' hell, like, they've taken this media, which is, like, it's Saturday morning kids cartoon, as far as I'm aware. I've never watched Astro Boy. I assume it's like that, right? Is it?
Kind of. I mean, the original Astro Boy is, like, the granddaddy of all manga, anyway, from Tezuka-san.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to turn what most people consider, like, not exactly a kid series, but a more, like, I guess, family-friendly series.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I don't have the words for it. Like, it's a little more, like, kiddie-ish. I don't know.
My initial thoughts when I see Astro Boy is you look at the character designs for it and it feels Saturday morning cartoon to me.
Yeah.
Again, this is me looking at, again, I've never watched Astro Boy, never read it, never I know the characters. I know what Astro Boy looks like.
Yeah.
But if you gave me any other character in the series and showed me it, I'd be like, oh, I don't know where that's from.
I mean, I know Professor Tenma, who created Astro Boy.
Yes.
And I know Astro Boy. That's it.
Yeah.
And you're not far off, because when we had Astro Boy on TV over here, I remember seeing it on, like, after school TV.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it might have also been on Saturday mornings, but you know what I mean? It's like that cartoon block.
It's literally those time slots on TV where children are watching, basically.
Yeah.
But it's not any other point. But before we go any further, Nathan, do you want to give a little breakdown into the series?
Yes. So, Pluto was created by Naoki Urasawa, animated by Studio M2, and like Pepe said, it's a 2023 series aired October 26th. Pluto follows the Europol robot detective Gizik in his attempts to solve the case of a string of robot and human deaths around the world, where all the victims have objects shoved into or positioned by their heads, imitating horns. The case becomes more puzzling when evidence suggests a robot is responsible for the murders, which would make it the first time a robot has killed a human in 8 years. All seven of the great robots of the world, the most scientifically advanced, which have the potential to become weapons of mass destruction, seem to be the killer's targets, and the murdered humans are connected to preserving the international robot laws, which grant robots equal rights. From Wikipedia.
Thank you, Wikipedia. But yeah, like, honestly, going into this, I wasn't sure what to expect either. I haven't watched trailers of it. I didn't see anything about this series. Obviously, Netflix series as well. I don't know if it was any different globally at all. I think for us, it's Netflix, isn't it? So that's how we're getting it. But honestly, like, with the first episode, I was like, okay, so it's a detective thing, that's cool. And I was kind of expecting it, because, like, going in knowing it's an Astro Boy thing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool, when's Astro Boy turning up? And I'm watching it, and you're following the detective, and he's going around trying to find information on, like, why the victims were killed in this certain way. And we're like, okay, this is actually, it's like, even, like, besides, like, leaving the Astro Boy thing aside, and me genuinely thinking that Astro Boy was going to be in that episode. I mean, he was technically at the end, weren't he? But, like, still.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm thinking he's going to be a main part of it there and then. I was like, this is mad. When's this guy going to turn up? When is the Astro Boy turning up? Where is the Astro Boy? All that aside, I was, like, watching it, like, okay, this is, like, really interesting. This whole detective crime series about robots.
Yeah.
First see, like for me anyway, when it's revealed that Mont Blanc, the robot, was killed and dismembered, you're like, oh, that doesn't mean much, right? That's just like a robot, like any other robot, right?
Yeah, but then they're like, everybody's so upset.
Yeah, and it's from that where you see that it's like a national tragedy, where you're like, oh, okay, so in this universe, robots are literally equal to humans. It's not like, oh, the robots are below.
Yeah.
Like, servants or anything. It's literally like, oh, damn. Like, they're actually held in equal regard, if not like...
Well, to that point, it depends on the robot. Like, Mont Blanc was like, love the forests.
Yeah.
So then it's like, oh, Mont Blanc was heralded as like a hero, a savior of... was it Switzerland? I think Switzerland.
Yeah.
Whereas like you get to, for example, the next robot, North number two.
Yes.
And like he's a butler.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like depends on the robot.
Yeah.
Because Mont Blanc was like equal and everyone like was like, oh, he's a hero. And then there's like North number two is like, he's a butler. He's a servant.
The thing is with North number two though is that like instantly when you see him you think, oh, this is just some random robot, like whatever, they just assigned it to this composer.
Yeah.
But then the more you hear about North number two, you're like, oh, okay, this is interesting. And then this is one thing about that part of the story as well, is that I was sat there like, why am I watching this? What is going on?
I know, right?
You had the first half of the episode, which is all about the detective looking into Mont Blanc's murder.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. And then there's this other murder that's gone on about this. It was the guy that was fighting for robot rights, weren't it?
Yeah. I can't remember the guy's name either.
Yeah, but regardless, another victim. So it's those two murders, and the detective is looking into it. And then suddenly it cuts to this composer and North number two in this, like, imagine where North number two is a butler. And I'm like, this feels like a completely different thing to the first part of the episode. What's going on? The thing is, though, with that part, by the end of it, you're like, fuck, okay, I'm actually feeling something for these characters, because you see that North number two, the composer, I can't remember his name again. So there's all these characters I can't remember names of, but regardless, it's like you feel for these two characters and that how they've bonded, and you're like, oh, they're finally in a good place and they're happy together. Then suddenly this fucking thing happens.
I know, right? Spoilers, right?
Yeah.
But it's super sad.
Yeah.
When North number two is like going to save the composer, so he goes to fight off this thing.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is yet by this point.
Mm-hmm.
And the old man is just out there on the balcony like, North number two, come home. We need to practice piano. It's time to practice piano. And you're just like, oh, mate.
And then like North number two is singing the song in the sky as the tornado is just dispersing. You're like, no. And it's
like, but he's also like becoming a shooting star. Like he looks like a shooting star because he's like, and you're just, and he's like, oh, North number two, it's time to practice piano. And you're like,
it's time to come home. And I'm like, shit, man.
Sorry, mate. He ain't coming home.
Yeah. It's heartbreak. It's literally like, oh, fuck. Like just seeing like their relationship grow in that sense is like, so like it sets up the story so well as well. Like it's one of those things, it's like they could have made that a 10-minute scene.
Oh, yeah.
They could have easily done that. But, like, the amount of work they put in, you, at first you're like, why am I watching this? What is going on here? And then you're like, oh, fuck. It's just to provoke feels. It's the thing. It provokes so many feels.
Well, literally, it's also, like, a bit of world building, isn't it? Because the old man is like, robots. He's basically racist to robots.
Yeah.
He's like, the machines can't do shit. If it's a machine does it, it's all fake. It's not fucking real. Oh, when I make music, it's fucking real.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Like, but then it gets, he's like, you don't touch my piano. And if you do music, it's fake. It's all algorithms. It's nothing. No creativity. And then it's like, over time, North number two, like, breaks down his barriers. And he's like, okay, I'll teach you piano.
Yeah. Oh, well, the way, like, because, like, North number two just disappears for a bit and then comes back and brings him the song of his childhood, basically, that he'd forgotten. It's like, shit, okay, this is how far North number two is going to go for this guy. That is incredible. And, like, even in that first episode, it's that, the only robot in the past that's murdered humans as well.
Yeah.
There's that character, which you get, like, a genuine sense of, like, it's so fucking ominous as well. Like, you know, like, where they just have him, like, pinned down in that prison cell, like, in, like, robot prison or whatever the fuck it is.
With that spear or whatever it is. Like,
yeah, and like all the limbs are kind of like dispersed a little bit, like, oh, it's like you can't move too much. But
it freaked me out, you know, when like it focuses on his hand and you think, oh, we can't move or anything, and then like the arm like extends over to Kazich, yeah, and he's like, would you share your memory chip with me? And it's like, what, the motherfucker can still move, the hell.
Yeah, that's it. And I tell you what, I don't know if you watch this in dub or sub at all.
I watched in sub, so I was a little confused.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was a little confused at everybody being from a different location in the world because they all spoke Japanese, so I didn't...
I mean, to be fair, it's the same thing when you're watching...
Is it? They didn't even do accents or anything?
Yeah, in the dub, they didn't do accents in the dub, no, so...
Ah, lame.
Yeah. But I was going to say, the voice actor for that robot was fucking incredible, man. Like, it's just like the way you're doing the voice, I portrayed it, it was like, damn, that is... It's some fucking good voice acting. It makes you feel like, Jesus Christ, this guy is an absolute menace.
Yeah, in Japanese it was pretty good, but oh, that's a shame that they didn't do accents and stuff. Because, like...
I mean, yeah, it's...
That's the one thing I would have... It's a small detail, doesn't need to be done, but I mean, like, for example, going back to the composer, because I watched it in sub, like, they all spoke Japanese, yeah. And until the end where it was, like, North... Number two comes back and he's like, oh, I went back to your hometown, you know, it turns out the guy's Scottish. And I'm like, I would have never guessed that. Never, ever would have guessed that.
I didn't know they were in Scotland until the second episode where he's like, oh, yeah, that was in Scotland. I was like, was it? Like, yeah. I thought this was still in Switzerland or whatever. I didn't even clock that it was...
That's like Mont Blanc. I didn't even know that was Switzerland until they said it.
I think it's so hard to tell where a lot of these countries are, because obviously it's set in the future and there's no real distinctive like thing. Like, oh, I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, show me France and show me the fucking Eiffel Tower or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting that. But like, it's like they don't really clarify a lot of that, I don't feel. Like, unless I miss something.
I mean, the only time you can tell anything is like, oh, we're going to visit Atom. And we're in Japan, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that's because there's, like, Japanese houses, Japanese architecture.
And there's literally, like, a guy that, like, about 20 minutes earlier said, hey, you know what, you should visit Japan sometime. There's some sucker. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool, I can put two and two together.
Or, like, you know, like, later in the series where Gizich goes to Persia.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, like, from the bazaar and stuff, and, like, the locale, I can tell it's different.
Okay, so I've only watched two episodes, by the way. So oh. I haven't actually... How many have you watched?
I watched it all.
Is it? Okay, no, see, I've only watched two so far, but I do want to...
Whoops. Probably should have asked you that from the start.
No, I mean, it's one of those things, like, it's usually with these series, you either watch one or two episodes, or, like...
Yeah.
Someone... like, it's very varied how many episodes each of us watch as well.
That is true.
But, like, 100% I'm enjoying the series. I assume you have, too, considering you've watched the whole thing.
Oh, dude, it was so good.
Yeah.
That means I've, in the notes I sent you, there's a bunch of character names you just don't understand.
I noticed the first four, and then there's a bunch of them after. Like, I mean, I see North number two on there, and I see a couple others that, like, are...
For a little context, I normally take notes and I send it to Pepe. In the character list, what I've sent you, Pepe, is... basically the seven most advanced robots.
Yeah.
So Gizik, Atom, Mont Blanc, North number two, Brando, Epsilon, Heracles.
Mm-hmm.
Then obviously Pluto, the series name.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the last one, I'm not going to explain to you.
Do I even want to look? Because that's one thing. I've kind of... Just don't look at the list, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's fine. I looked...
Basically, anything under North number two, just don't pay attention.
Well, I've seen Pluto there now, so I assume... Okay. But, like, we knew that Pluto was a thing anyway, though. So, like, I'm not too, like, oh, my God.
Just focus on Pluto and not what else I sent you.
I didn't see that second part.
Okay, good.
I kind of anticipated spoilers in that list. So, like, part of me just read Pluto and didn't read the rest of that line, so...
Good, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't pay attention to that.
No clue on that bit. But yes, this is one thing as well that like when we do come to watching these anime, like these different animes, is that like usually you only watch a couple episodes.
Yeah.
And usually it's me that's kind of gone all out and just watched the whole thing. So it's kind of like the opposite way around. So this is a very unprecedented scenario right now.
I suppose my notes always reflect about how far I got in a series.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoops. I don't know why. I guess because you'd normally watch more than me, I assumed you would have watched all of it.
I just assumed I watched all of it. It's usually the case. It is usually the case, yeah.
Anyway, it does get really good. I will say each episode does follow a similar structure to, like, and not in the sense that, like, it's written in the same way, but, like, it follows that sort of, if it brings you a character, like one of these important robots,
yeah,
it really does make you, like, learn about them in a similar way to North Number 2.
Yeah.
You get their backstories and you sort of understand why they were important.
Yeah.
And how they're trying to transition from what they were to what they are now.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, the only one you don't get any backstory on really is Atom, Astro Boy.
I mean, that's because it's like...
Yeah, he's Astro Boy.
Yeah, they kind of like give you like a brief rundown that, oh yeah, you did this before, didn't you? And it was like, yeah.
I mean, he like just barely looks like Astro Boy though.
I mean, that's the thing though. You didn't want him to look too bad, like over the top Astro Boy, did you? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he would look like way out of place. But you know what I mean? Like he's got like the tiny little sort of hair spikes.
It's like it plays homage to it. It's like, yeah, it plays homage in that way. And it's like, okay, cool. Like this, it's a subtle way. It's the same way that if you did like a live action adaptation.
Yeah.
In the fact that if you had someone with an over-the-top design, they'll scale back on that a lot. And this is kind of what they've done. So it's an appropriate way of like designing that character within that whole universe as well. So, yeah.
Agreed, agreed. The world is cool, though.
It is, very. It's like...
The futuristic world where it's like, there's robots around and they've... You kind of can't tell sometimes, like the humanoid ones, like Gazix.
Yeah, yeah.
And Atom, you're like, oh, they're robots? Whoa.
I mean, even with Brando, I was just like, oh, I thought he was just like a mech pilot or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because obviously he's in the robot, he's doing his thing. And then he goes to fight Pluto, who I know is now basically the robot. I mean, it's assumed that like, they're going by Pluto. They're going by all these different names before, but then they narrowed it down on Pluto, obviously named the series. But like obviously, yeah, he was getting ready to fight him. And then he gets ready to get into his mech or whatever. And just fucking, his head comes off. And I'm like, oh, okay. Damn. Okay. Fair enough.
It wasn't even his head came off. Like the part that got me was like, oh yeah, we got these battle suits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, okay. I guess the head would come off. Cause like, that's like the brain, you know, the AI is in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's when the thing goes into his chest, it just like grabs out like the
rips
power
his
source.
T-shirt, yeah, everything. Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? Why?
Yeah, it is.
Why?
I mean, does he do that every time? It must do it every time, right?
So... Yeah, but I mean, like, it clearly doesn't hurt because they just like
man's like paying a fortune in t-shirts or something. Does he just?
I'd assume normally he takes the t-shirt off, but he's also a robot who has a lot of money, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's a famous like wrestler.
Yeah, he's basically like a famous robot wrestler. Like he's the king of fighters, he calls himself or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he did. Yeah, it is one of those where what was it? This kind of thing kind of brought me back to when we did our Culture the Boys pitches. And we did a crime sumo, luchador wrestling thing.
I could see that now, yeah, Brando.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like Brando, like, being the whole, like, important wrestler, then suddenly gets killed as a detective about all this kind of stuff. I was like, this sounds not exactly familiar, but it's going down similar avenues.
I've done something like that before.
Except it's, a lot more made up on the spot.
See, the people think we're talking about the pitches. I'm talking about when my head came off and then my power source came out went into a giant mech suit.
Oh, yeah. Sure. There's a lot of things I still don't know about Nathan to this day.
Am I a robot? Am I a human? I don't know.
Turns out that Nathan's been AI this whole time. This whole podcast is actually run by me, and Nathan's just the AI that I talk to because I don't have it.
I am Astro Boy.
I can't even proceed with the joke anymore because I don't know what the fuck Astro Boy does. I don't know what the fuck. I'd be like, as far as I'm aware, this is like, yeah, it could be.
Well, apparently, according to this new law, Astro Boy runs a podcast. Wasted AI could do anything or runs a podcast.
Great to shitty podcast going out to about 70 people on YouTube. God, AI is at its finest. Oh, fuck, it just wants to run podcasts for fun. Shut the whole thing down, just switch it off. Throw it in the bin.
Yeah.
AI's over, we're fucking chucking it away.
Honestly, if I was one of these robots, it would be one where it's just like, nah, toss it in the trash, start again. Yeah. You fucked
this,
it.
It's defunct. Yeah. Send it in, get it. Run some tests on it, make sure nothing can be fixed. Something's got to be fixed.
No, they wouldn't even run tests. They'd be like, right, scrap it all, start from scratch, because that was useless. Fucking useless. Do it again, but do it right this time.
Talking about you here. The more we talk about, the more savage this just sounds.
It's all right.
Just throw him in the bin. I'm so sorry, Nathan. Who hurt you, bro?
AI hurt me, Pepe. AI hurt me.
Yeah. Fuck. Anyway. It's one of those series as well that you don't really get. Like, as far as I'm aware, anyway, the series I watched, like, it's not something that... A detective series isn't something we usually watch, either. I don't know about you, but, like, out of all the animes and mangas I've read, a detective series isn't something that comes up a lot, like, in my usual viewing. I mean, if I don't know if you, like, you watch much or read many detective series?
No.
No, it's not... You know what I mean?
I don't think I have. Like, I mean, in live-action TV, because of, you know, parents, yeah, I've seen plenty of, like, crime shows or, like... You know, like crime dramas.
Like films and stuff as well. There's loads, obviously, there's loads of like crime films.
But in terms of manga and anime, no, I haven't really. I think when I was a kid, I might have seen a little bit of Detective Conan.
Yeah.
Like a little bit. But I think that's about as close as I've ever gotten.
Yeah, like a whole serial killer thing, which spans across multiple episodes. Like, this is a completely different thing. Like, I mean, there may have been, like, certain anime arcs, maybe, where they're investigating stuff. But this is nowhere near as in-depth as what this is.
Yeah.
This thing bases whole genre off of the detective, like, story, so...
Yeah, I can't think of any that I've read. Out of everything...
I mean, the closest thing I could say is probably Death Note is the closest thing, I'd say. But you're... That...
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
That's the cat and mouse thing, but obviously because you know who the killer is from the start.
Yeah.
And you see it from Light's perspective rather than L's from the beginning. Obviously, you see more of L's stuff and then obviously Nier and Mello, etc. Like, you get their story later on. Yeah, I think Death Note's the only one that I can really think of.
I actually can't think of anything.
If there's any, there's not many that I can remember at this point.
Again, like, the first thing that comes to mind is Detective Conan, but that is because literally... Yeah. It's got detective in the fucking thing, like.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, if you think of detective series, that is literally the first thing that comes to your mind.
Wow. Yeah, it's yeah, wow, I hadn't thought about that.
Is that something that's like maybe the reason why it's done so well, twin with the fact that it's like a like in the same universe as Astro Boy? Maybe that, like, I don't know how I don't know how popular it was either before the anime series.
I don't know that either, but I've not heard any bad things about Pluto at all.
Nah, it's like...
I think it's because, like you're saying, like, to take what was essentially, like, the first manga
mm-hmm.
and add extra layer of depth like that.
Because,
like, this is far removed from source material, as far as I know.
Oh, yeah.
Again, like, I know Astro Boy is more of a kid's thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even really said, like, shonen, but, like, Pluto has to be seinen, right? Like, the next age group up.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
But it's done in such a way that you're like, dude, I could believe this. You know, like, in a futuristic world like Astro Boy, where shit has moved on, this would be the world's biggest problem right now. It's like, oh, AI is advanced. And, like, it kind of reflects, in a way, to how we're dealing with stuff right now in the present, with AI advancing. Obviously, we're not at that point where we've got fucking robots as sentient beings running around, like... You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting to see sort of like a world where humans and robots coexist. We've hit that sort of equilibrium that everyone keeps imagining. And then now it's just straight up like, oh yeah, they're getting too advanced. Now they're becoming a bit more humanoid.
Yeah.
They actually experience emotions and we've had a murder and now we're getting more murders and we don't know why.
It's just like, you know what it kind of feels like? Like just you describing it there, it gives a little bit of iRobot vibes.
Yeah. For sure.
But, like, that's, like, the closest way I can kind of describe it.
It is very close.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what makes this really good. I would have loved to discuss more of it, but that's way in, spoiler territory because you only seen two episodes, yeah.
Yeah. I can only really talk about the aesthetics of the series and what it does well. Like, in terms of cons or whatever, usually, like, when we watch, these animes, it's obviously something where, like, oh, yeah, this feels a bit tropey or this thing does something here.
Yeah.
So far in this anime, like, even though like it's an hour long episode as well, each time the pacing feels really good.
Yeah.
When you watch, you think, why is this going, like I said with North Number Two and the composer, like, they're like, at the start I was like, wait, what's going on, why do I care about this? And it's like, oh, okay, no, I get the point of this. Like, everything adds up and everything does click into place, so far as I've seen anyway. Like, again, I need to finish the series for it, but still, I'm the two episodes I've seen, I'm definitely going to watch more of this. I'll probably spend the rest of my day watching more of this because it is a great series so far.
I mean, I will say it also picks up as well. Like, it gets better as the series goes on and it's already pretty good, like, at the start.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's it's weird being on the other side. Because normally you're the one that's like, oh, bro, like, oh, I can't wait. And I'm normally like, yeah, I'll get around to it. But like this time around, I'm sitting here like, oh, come on, Pepe. Like, oh, yeah. Mate. Oh, mate.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what it feels like. You want to talk more, but it's like, fine. Cool. I'll hold off on that. But yeah, definitely will recommend this. Like, for the two episodes I've seen, obviously Nathan's probably a better person to ask at this point. But yeah. Is there anything, like, no, spoiler free anyway, Nathan, that you think was just like, oh, it could have done this better or anything? Like, is there anything, any gripes you have, any, like,
no, because like the gripes I would have had are kind of more of like, I didn't understand sometimes what was going on, but that's probably because it was, I mean, usually you wouldn't watch a series like this if you didn't know the source material. So like, I can't really gripe about being like, oh, they should have better explained this, some more of the history of Astro Boy and how this links in, because it's like, yeah, but yeah, then that takes away from what the series is.
Absolutely, yeah, I completely agree with you with that.
So like, I don't really have any gripes because it's more of a personal issue because I don't know shit about Astro Boy. So like, you know, again, I only knew Professor Tenma, who you might have seen somewhere, I don't know.
Is it a guy in the original like Astro Boy cartoon? Isn't he like obviously has like hair on the side of his head, like massive nose?
Yeah.
I've seen him.
Yeah, he's the creator of Astro Boy. Like,
yeah,
that I remember is like, I remember him. I remember he created Astro Boy, and I know the lore behind that is because like he created Astro Boy because his actual son died, so Astro Boy is like modeled off of his actual son.
Yeah, it's really confusing because I, again, know very little about Astro Boy, but I also know very little about Mega Man as well. And what I expected to be Astro Boy's creator, I was expecting Dr. White?
Dr. Light.
Dr. Light, yeah, that exactly is how little I know about Mega Man as well. I expected him to turn up for some fucking reason. And I was like, oh, wait, no, it's a completely different kind of doctor. But it also a very similar kind of doctor, professor. You know what I mean?
Kind of, yeah.
Don't tell me that like they're very different characters because realistically, they're the same kind of thing, right?
Not really, because Dr. Light doesn't create Mega Man based off of any person he knew in real life. He just created Mega Man.
Yeah, but...
because he wanted, like, robot kids.
But you get what I mean, though, right?
Yeah, I understand what you mean, but, like...
yeah, you can completely see... it. All that aside, what you've just said, it's the same fucking character. Come on, don't tell me like it ain't.
I mean, kind of, yeah. I can see why you would get confused, but no. Although if Dr. Wily was around, it would explain why shit is killing everything.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Wily, yeah, that's a, yeah.
but you know, the series wouldn't be as good if it was just like, oh, because crazy human scientists, I'd be like, ah, that's now you're stealing from Mega Man, that's boring.
That literally becomes it takes away so much from the series as well, because the whole thing about Pluto is that there's a robot doing it by itself, why the fuck is it doing it?
Yeah,
if you threw a Dr. Wily character in there, it's like, it's that guy, that's the reason, that's the reason why he's right there.
Well, like, also just like you said, like, if they did that though, then people like me who know Mega Man would just be like, oh, that's just Mega Man then.
Yeah.
Like, well, why do I care now?
Exactly, because I get confused enough as it is. I don't need more confusion between these two series.
Well, it probably doesn't help that Gazish, like, has an arm cannon.
Yeah, it's a mega bust. Oh, man, no, gross. Is there anything else you have to say about Pluto then, considering it, like, a spoiler-free thing, I guess?
I would actually, just as a last thing, I would just say go and watch it. Like,
yeah,
even if you don't know what's going on, it gets a little confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I can admit that. But stick it through and it's a really good series. There is a lot of thought... I don't want to make it sound like it's bigger than it is, but there is quite a lot of thought-provoking sort of story elements in it. If you are paying attention to it, you do start thinking like, oh man, maybe there's more to everything than you realize. So I would recommend it. Plus, you know, it's animated really well. It looks nice.
Oh, it is really good animation. It feels kind of like classic anime, I guess, is the...
Yeah, somewhere in between. It's got like that classic style.
Yeah.
But it's got the modern cleanliness, you know?
Yeah, it's that kind of like in between.
Yeah, like you can tell it was sort of, it's not done like cells, you know, like the old days, like hand-painted cells.
Mm.
But it's like digital art, but it's still got that old-ish style.
Yeah, it just checks out. Like, I see what you just said, it makes sense. But yeah, again, I've only watched two episodes, but I'd wholeheartedly recommend it as well. Very great animation, as Nathan said. And yeah, obviously, guys, if you haven't seen it already, defo check it out. But if Nathan's got nothing left to say, and I guess I've got nothing left to say, that brings the episode to an end. Nathan would love to say more, but he can't. Anyway, thank you for listening, guys. Remember, you can find us on X and all of our podcast platforms. And we will see you guys next time for another Cultured Boys episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.